everybody. This is Ron Amatron. We're here again to have a wonderful session. And tonight is Saturday, which is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. And the date for this show is the 24th of July, 2010. So we'll go to the Lightship in about 5 minutes. So I'll first do an emotional clearing for everybody listening. So if you had a problem in the last day or two, think of it right now. And we'll just release you from that trauma. So here we go. Think of that situation, so releasing it at the count of five. So one, two, three, four, and five. And you should feel more at ease with that particular situation. We'll do a feeling body. Same thing or same issue, maybe a different issue. One, two, three, four, five, and that's released. And we'll do your mental body. Get you a little more heart-centered after this, too. So mental body. One, two, three, four, and five. Next, we'll do the mind-to-heart drop, and we count from 10 to 1 backwards here. Think of an elevator dropping yourself down. This is bringing the consciousness that you have inside of your head, your thoughts, into your heart center. So here we go, dropping down, and you can just feel the energy move. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. Think a thought, everybody. And it should not be in judgment. It shouldn't be a positive thought when you think about it or a negative thought because the light does not and cannot judge its own creations. If it did, then it would be the darkness. So this is how you know if you're in your heart center or not, when you're in complete neutrality. So let's go to the Lightship, everybody. And this part of the show on BBS Radio will not be working on the archives for probably the next 15 minutes. You're going to feel the energy, but you must be live. So you're listening to an archive right now. Know that you must be live on Saturday Night Live to go to the Lightship. But you will feel peace energy coming in. So for those people who are listening to archives and the ones listening live, we'll bring in the energy from the light beam. So scroll down about an inch on your scroll bar. You're going to bring in some peace energy. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So you probably noticed the light beam change. Maybe came. It should be more three-dimensional to you when you look at it. So let's go to the Lightship. So if you have any animals or pets that you wish to bring along, you can bring your garden, flowers, trees, plants. So here we go. I'll count to five to go to the Lightship. And this is you physically going there along with your spirit. You're going to be bilocated out of the time-based reality and be in source energy. And naturally, you're still going to be here because you're taking up when you're not here. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And we're there now. So we'll go into a couple of the healing rooms right off the bat here, and we'll go into the room where they have the bumblebees. So again, you want to request your healing. The light only works in the present moment, in the now. It does not continuously work on you with the situation because they feel that they did what they could do for you, and you were fixed, and you have to request over again that the healing did not stick down here, which is only because you have emotional densities and traumas in all these invisible energetic bodies that are preventing your healing to take place. Mainly that's what it is. There's other things too, which are the alien life forms. We're doing sessions on that tomorrow, an 8-hour conference call. So here's the bumblebee energy coming. So stronger, 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 stronger and stronger. Okay, let's go into another room where the deers are. And there's some fawns also. So here comes the deers to help us do some healing work. Remember, these are doctors, but they present themselves in the body that they choose to manifest into. And so there are deers out there in the universe and bumblebees other than what's on this planet here. So here comes the deer energy. And there's three deers coming to you. So I'll count to 10 as they come. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, request your healing. If you have a physical problem, maybe a stiff muscle or something, then you may want to exercise it a little bit or just move it maybe after a couple of minutes here, or even get up and walk around. We're going to go into another room. This is a room where they have red energy, which is life force. We're standing on top of a red disc, and one's on top of our head. And here comes this energy. So stronger, 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 stronger. Might feel tingles going through your body. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into another room where the polar bears are. So here they come. Count to 10 to bring them in. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we're still in all the previous rooms that we were in earlier. So just keep requesting your healing maybe every minute or so and just see how you're feeling. We'll go into another room which has oxygen. Here's number 14 oxygen coming. So take a deep breath a few times, you know, inhale, exhale, and here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Oh, that feels good. And let's do number 18, oxygen. Again, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we'll go into the large crystal geode. This is made of amethyst, and it's very large. It's probably about 20 foot in diameter. We're levitating, and every one of these little crystals that are there, these little points, are conscious beings. So here we go. This energy is going to come into us right now. Count to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll bring in some more of that oxygen. Let's bring in number 27. And here comes 27. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Oh, that's nice. And we're going to go into the room, which is a centrifuge room. This room is where they help to eliminate negative patterns from us, addictions, thought forms, along with physical problems that our body could have. So to do so, we bring in the energy, which is called the lack energy. And the lack energy knows what is not of light. So it'll resonate with you. The worse off you are, the heavier it's going to feel, okay? So think of your issue, and just one issue, and here we go. Here comes the lack energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And this room actually spins, and if you're a seer, you're going to be able to see the energy leave your body like little clouds, leaving your body, coming into the walls of the particular room on the light ship. We'll bring in another energy. We'll bring in the rainbow waterfall. Here it comes. More colors than what we have here. So count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll go into another room. A request here on the fast chat for the Merkaba room here. So this is the Merkaba or Merkaba, however way you want to pronounce that. And there's little golden stars of David floating around. So here they come into your body. This we do on our ascension call, and sometimes even during the eight-hour calls that we're having tomorrow. So here we go. As we're in this room now, they're going to be floating around you. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And we'll go into the orange room for healing. We're also on top of an orange disc, and there's one above our head. These discs are about 3 foot in diameter, so you may actually feel yourself being kind of like showered with a lot of this energy. We were in the red energy before, now we're in the orange. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's bring in some more of the lack energy to get rid of negative patterns. Here it comes. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, let's go into a room which has pink energy for healing. And this is the pink room. Coming into us is pink energy. We're not in, on top of disc now. This is just pure pink energy in this room, much like pink lights, pink light room. Here comes the pink energy. So stronger, 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 stronger. It might be kind of similar to amethyst. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And I'd like to go into the butterfly room. And we have a few rooms left to go into, so we'll just do this here now. So this is the butterfly room, and there's three of them coming. These are the butterfly doctors, so coming to us, counting to ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And let's go into the room where the koala bears are. And there's three of them coming. These are doctors also. Request your healing. The koala bears are coming. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, that feels great. Bring in some more of that energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And our final room we're going to go into, we'll go into the dolphins. We'll see them visit the dolphins here. Then we'll do one other room. So here comes the dolphin energy. There's three dolphin doctors, so request your healing. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And more dolphin energy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So let's do a room. This is our spirit energy room here. This is where you were created a long time ago. So we're going to bring in this energy. And here it comes. We're walking into the room here for yourself. This is your twin flame and you as one. The door's opening. Look across the room now. You're going to see your spirit. And here it comes. So stronger. This is love comes walking in. Stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Ah, this feels good. What a great Saturday night. And more of your spirit energy integrating with you as much as it can. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, I'll give you a little bit of silence here for about a half a minute before we come back. Oh, that was great. Okay, let's, I'll do it one more time. Spirit energy, stronger, 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 stronger. You're probably getting pretty warm. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody. So we're now going into the orientation room where we're talking with the Life Being doctors that helped us out this evening. Remember, everything is done between you and the Life Being doctors. And we're now getting our pets and our animals and everything that we brought up with us, our plants, trees, flower, garden, and we're getting ready to come back down. So I'll just do this slowly so you can actually feel the energy disconnect from you. You'll probably feel it, I'll count from 5 to 1. So you're probably going to feel it when I hit 3. And you're going to feel yourself, right now you feel separate from everything around you. And just kind of stay tuned in, see what happens. So here we go. 5, coming back down. 4, 3, 2, and 1, and you're here. And the link from the light ship is now disconnected from you. And you're fully on planet Earth, unless you're in parallel lifetimes. So we'll turn it back over to Sylvia, I guess, for the first time here. So, Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace?
Yeah, exactly. I'm here, and wow, that was really great. I don't know about you, but I feel so relaxed after the light ship, the oxygen, and those beautiful colors and the different doctors. It was just really, really relaxing tonight. Do you feel that as well?
Oh, yeah. Very, very nice.
Yeah. It's great. So I want to say hello to everyone on the fast chat. We have a lot of people with us tonight, and thank you so much for coming on. Feels great to have everyone here, and I'm sure you all enjoyed the light ship very much. And if you'd like to call in, we'd love to have you call, especially, you know, to talk about what you experienced on the light ship. Maybe some of you were seers or felt different healings or had something that you'd like to share. So please give us a call. And the number for tonight is 1-888-815-9756. It's 888-815-9756. So the line's open, and please go ahead and call if you'd like to ask Ron a question or talk about what you just experienced on the light ship. So if you can't call in, you can also type in a question or a comment on the fast chat, so that would be fine too, but we'd love to talk to you live. And tonight we're just going to kind of answer questions and talk about the light ship and talk about the special healings that are coming up. I know some of you probably that are listening may have been on the Q&A call. There was a free Q&A call last night. So maybe some of you have comments about that as well or continued questions. So that's what we'd like to do tonight. So I see we have a really nice comment from Joey on the fast chat. Thanks, Ron. I did not want to leave the room with my spirit and twin flame. I want to stay in that room forever. That's great. I know it feels so good. It's really a sacred experience to feel that complete wholeness that you feel in that state, complete with your twin flame. And that actually brings up a clearing that is probably my favorite clearing of all the ones that, I know of that Ron has, and that's the Master 4-in-1. And it's one of the really most special clearings, I think, because whereas the other ones are removing darkness and other things from us, this one is actually giving you back your connection to your true spiritual home base, your true spiritual family, and your twin flame. And it's just amazing. So, Ron, could we talk about that clearing a little bit tonight, and what's that, what that is like, and maybe some of your what you've experienced in doing that clearing with people?
Yeah, normally when I there are four parts to the clearing. The first part is we take away 13 planets that are quartered to you, and they shouldn't be quartered. They may be ones in your natal chart, but they may be other ones that are having a much greater effect on you, causing you physical harm. So we take away 13 of those. If you have done the planetary cording clearing, then more than likely there won't be much effect on you. In fact, almost everybody that I've done so far who have previously, you know, went through and did the other clearing, there's not much to be done at all. But the next part of the clearing is your home base energy. Now, the home base energy, I have to go out and find it. It can take anywhere between a half a minute, which is pretty rare, to as long as maybe 10 minutes. Most people, I find the home base within probably 3 to 5. And this is where you go to. You know, if you're in a planet of light, you can go there anytime you wish. And this is where all the spirits that incarnated, which means they left the light ship for an incarnation, they go to the home base first. So this is where you go to. This is where you go to after your physical body no longer lives. You go back there and you decide where you want to go to next. Remember, there's no shedding of trauma because you don't have trauma in the light. So it's not like having the past life review that takes about 50 years here when the dark side has to clean all the negativity off of your spirit, or at least most of it, so that you're forced to come back in again. The home base energy is really just to share your experience with the other spirits, and there's no negativity there. And you can go there whenever you wish. And also, if you had a wonderful experience, we'll say, and the other spirits on your home base energy would like to share that physical body with you somewhere else, in the planet of light, naturally, that they can come into your body and do so. So if you're in a wonderful place, and maybe you're on this beautiful planet where there's maybe waterfalls, and you go to your home base and you say, man, I'm on this great place here, you guys should experience it too. So the spirits there that have the same frequency of incarnation as you, much like all the ones here in your soul family, it's the same. It works the same way, that they can actually come into your body and visit this beautiful waterfall planet. They'll naturally leave you because they don't want to interfere, but they can at least visit. What happens here is that these beings from your soul family can come into you, and much like entities, can give you all kinds of havoc. This is why, you know, we have the billboard clearing up to help people to get rid of things that could be brought forth from your soul family, giving you contracts and agreements, which is very negative. So that's the first part. So some of the experiences that I had, some people, I'll tune into a particular situation on this home base. It's not really a situation. It's how it looks. So I'll see the appearance on it. And when I tell the person the appearance after they, you know, when they're having the clearing, they almost always, I'd say at least 90% of the people relate to that particular energy. So we'll just say that I'm doing a session for you, and I say, man, I'm seeing this planet that has a lot of water. And right away, you would probably tell me, you go, you know, I really love to be around water. Well, that's kind of similar because you know what that is like. So you normally tend to move toward that energy down here, not knowing that you're missing your home base energy. So the next part of the clearing the third part is connecting with your twin flame energy. Now, your twin flame also incarnates into a physical life form. And a lot of people do recognize that, too, when I tell them what that looks like. And so probably the most exciting one I think that I had, and this happened probably about 4 years ago, I'm doing a lady who I think she lived in Florida. And I see, I'm looking and I say, boy, I see this big thing. It's in the water. I don't know exactly what it is, but it looks like a manatee. And she goes, oh, I love manatees. I can just hear her like screaming, you know, over the telephone, you know, that she just loves them. And that was, you know, what her twin flame was. And so normally people relate to it, to the energy because they're drawn to it down here. So anyway, this is kind of how it works. But once you have those two energies, your home base and your twin flame, you never feel lonely again, hardly. You feel full on the inside of you because your twin flame can come and help you. It won't stay for too long, naturally, because it doesn't like the negativity here, but it will come. And it may have been searching for you for 50,000 years in our timeline here, looking for us. Or it may have just gave up on you. And here you are yearning, going through and in and out of relationships, trying to find something to satisfy the inside of you, and you can't ever find it. And you wonder why you've maybe had five marriages, you know? And so this is kind of what happens to people, because they're still looking outside of themselves to get that fulfillment. And once you have your home base and your twin flame, most people just stop, and they feel full on the inside. The last part of the clearing is taking you out of your soul family. So you can never do a reincarnation here again with these members, okay? And you get rid of the soul contracts and agreements. So that's very good. We have that clearing up also on the website. It's similar. It's like a big fly swatter, but it's not this clearing. But it will help you out to get rid of contracts. But they can, you know, reoccur. But that's also on the website if you want to do that one. But this one takes you out of the soul family. So back to you, Sylvia. And I love doing this clearing. This is one of the few clearings that I really enjoy doing because I'm not dealing with negativity, only the first part with the planets. So this is like the graduation, you know, when you can kind of get to the point to where you can have your twin flame and your home base energy connected to you so you can go back there and visit it. So back to you, Sylvia.
Ron, can you talk about any prerequisites that are needed for people to be able to take the 4-in-1?
Yeah, it's the emotional clearing, which everybody listening, I imagine you probably have had. If you haven't had it, you should. That will change your life completely. So you want to do the emotional clearing. So that one's the first one. The second clearing that you need to have is your mental body clearing. And the third clearing is the sensory with the C, because you do have sensory, but this is sensory, means 100, okay? So we go by 100 years at a time going back to your first incarnation here with your spirit on the planet that came into a physical body. And those three are what's needed, and then you can do the 4-in-1. This is what I initially did. That's good. This is what I started off with a long time ago, and I figured the 4-in-1 was their graduation out of this place. Well, we now learned about many more things that are here, probably too many to talk about in this short program, which is why we do the 8-hour call tomorrow for the alien attack removal with these alien parasites. And you can tune into it on the top of the website, creationlightship.com. Go to the drop-down box in the very center, and there's some programs there from BBS where we actually took out these energies. So you can get your feet wet on that. If you want to do it also, you can go for the shorter version, in a sense. You can go on for $30 for the month and get on the alien attack page. So the 8-hour call is very special because you're on the light ship for the next week until the next session starts. So you're on it starting now. If you just got on it, you'd be on it for probably 3 weeks on the light ship as they work with you to release these alien parasitic life forms like the octopus and the jellyfish and the squids and the snakes and the maggots and the worms and the mosquitoes and the ticks and the ants and things that bite you, okay? Plus, they take out the waste products, which is what's probably killing you anyway. So when you get on this call, you're going to be able to get free with that the Alien Blood Barcode Release. And that's $100 by itself. So if you wanted to get on this call, it's $200, and you have 2 weeks left on it. And you get a free $100 clearing if you get onto the calls here. And you can be on an absentee also. And it starts tomorrow at 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 1 o'clock Eastern. And we're on the light ship for 8 hours taking out these things. So, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, we have some more questions, but I believe that I heard a beep, so do we have a caller on the line?
Yes, hi, Sylvia and Ron. I'm Larry. How are you?
Hi, Larry. We're good. How are you?
Fine. So I had a question, Ron, trying to get in sync here with your things that you initiate, your topics and all. And I had a question about the home planet and the home base. And I was wondering, if we're a human now and say our twin flame would be a fish and our home planet is a bird planet where we would be a bird and we would go there to the home planet as a bird, would our twin flame also as a fish turn into a bird and go there too? Would you both be birds on the bird planet?
Okay. When you go to your home base energy, you're not incarnating into the life forms that are there. You're just visiting that location. And so if there are birds there on your home base energy, then, you know, you're not going to be a bird. You're just going to be there seeing birds. And if your twin flame is maybe a fish, I mean, I got those reversed, Larry, but if your twin flame is a fish, then a fish can come into you down here and, you know, it may sound kind of fishy, but, you know, it will be a fish visiting you, okay?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You can also go visit the fish on its planet where it lives. Remember, in the light planets, nothing eats other things. So there's no fishermen out there trying to eat fish. The fish don't eat other fish because they mainly just live on life force energy. And so there's no decay like we have here. When the fish decides to leave, when the spirit in the fish decides to leave, we'll say, which would be your twin flame spirit, then it just takes the blueprint and it dissolves it, we'll say, and gets sent back to the light ship. And then it chooses another place to go to and then materializes into that life form. So it's not like it is here where they have to bury things and things eat each other. You know, there's no trauma, drama, or anything like that on... you know, your different energies, the home base or your twin flame energy, wherever it is.
Okay, so the home planet is just an acknowledgement, and that was the original home planet, but you may go with your twin flame to another planet where you could be a spiritual life form of some kind and choose to materialize into some form. Is that basically true?
Well, you probably would not choose to be with your twin flame. Okay?
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's so many planets of light out there, like the grains of sand in the ocean. There's really no reason to experience that thing two times, you know, because you are experiencing it with the consciousness fully from your twin flame energy.
Mm-hmm.
When it experiences it, you also have that information available to you. So you had that same experience. Just down here, the dark side severed the link, which is probably actually a good thing if you look at it, so that your twin flame would not be traumatized. I think they may have made a mistake. They probably would like to have your twin flame here, but it probably said, no, I don't want to come. but it lost you in the process.
Mm-hmm.
And so your home base could be a planet. It's something that's physical. Normally, you know, I see them as planets. I did see a planet which was full of air once, so it was actually invisible, but I had to call it something. There was a planet that was full of water. That's one. There's some with a lot of trees, forest. I mean, it's all very, very beautiful. And the people tell this to them, they already know what it's about, typically, because they have seen visions of it. And or they have maybe even paintings or pictures in their house of what I'm talking about.
Uh-huh.
Relate to it.
Uh-huh. Okay, I think I understand then. We live a divided life from them, but we're in the consciousness of one another. We may live with another spiritual energy, but we're sort of going on our own at that point then.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay.
Because there's no reason, because you're actually connected together with the same information. So there's really no reason to be with your twin flame. Now, you can come into your twin flame, like I said, if you wanted to do some sightseeing or something, and it will come to you instantly, and then you can go to it instantly too. But so, this is why the darkness severed that link, more than likely because they wanted to feel lonely. They wanted you to always yourself to look for something.
Mm-hmm.
You love that trauma when you're not satisfied. You know, so that's the whole thing.
I see. Okay, that makes sense. I appreciate the help on that. Thank you very much, Ben.
Hey, you're very welcome.
Okay.
Okay, Sylvia, back to you. Our time's going by pretty quickly here. Wow, I got 38 after the hour.
Man, yeah.
Like 5 minutes here, if that. Remember, on this program, listening, time stops for you because you're in the light. You're in the heart energy. You're not in time. So I have to always keep looking at my clock to make sure I don't run over. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so let's see. Yolanda's asking on this home base clearing or the Master 4-in-1, a couple of questions. One is it one of those that can be done online, or do you do it with people personally?
That I have to do personal sessions. Mainly because you would not get the information online. I could do it online, but you would not get the benefit of knowing what your twin flame looks like or your home base.
Okay, and then there was a question about the cost of it.
Yes, the cost is $150.
Okay, great. And so, wonderful. So, yeah, let's see what else we have on. How do we connect to our twin soul once identified?
You're connected through your heart center, and just an instant thought from your heart will bring that energy to you, providing that it can come. Normally, it will always come, but sometimes it might be maybe a few second delays, you know, but typically it's always there.
And let's see. I have another question here. What words do we use to connect to our twin flame?
You just request to connect to it. See, what the dark side did here is that there's no way that you can, say, transmit a message outside of the Earth's auric field, okay? Because they cut those links, just like they cut the link from you to go back to your home base. This is why you're stuck here, because you don't know the difference. And so once those links are severed from you, you know, you're lost. You're lost on this planet because this is all that you have. You got dropped off here, kind of like the movie Predators. Very similar, you know. These guys come out of the sky, got abducted, came out of the sky, you know, and now they're on this planet, which they thought was the Earth until they found out that there's other planets that look different that they can see, I guess a couple of suns or something, or a moon or whatever, or moons, and they realize that this is not Earth. And then the aliens materialized, you know, from their dimension into the physical form and was hunting them down. So that's kind of it. And that's very true of this planet here. You know, people got dropped off here, you know, a one-way bus ticket. You know, you got dropped down and you don't know where you came from. Because that link is severed from you. And they tell you all these lies from churches about everything else and the New Age movement of, you know, why you're here and everything else. And, you know, it's just that one person wrote the book the first time, and then everybody else copied that person, so it becomes a common belief because it was in print once, and now it's probably in print in thousands of books about why you're here. You're here naturally. Aren't you here to learn lessons because you're not good enough? That's what they tell you, and that's not true. This is not the teaching process here of the light shit that we're giving on these programs here. So all the rest of the stuff is darkness energies. So if you have those books in your library, I would recommend probably burning them because you're bringing in that energy to yourself. Remember, all you need is one book, one page. You might even make one up yourself. And then one page will say, go within. That's all that you need. And then put on the cover of the Lightship insignia. That's the 12 source energies. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so we have a question about the online self-empowerment clearing. And the question is, how can we tell the source from alien, mind programs, etc.?
You just have to go through them yourself. Unfortunately, you can ask your spirit. If you don't have that link where you get information brought to you, just do it and see what happens. I have some people who just go on blind faith, we'll say, and they start from the first one in the drop-down box, and they do each one of those. And when they're done with doing each one of those, they go to the next one. And that's why the clearing's up for 6 weeks, so that you can uncover things yourself. Even if you don't feel it, it's working anyway. Remember, you don't have to feel anything here to have these healings brought forth and performed for you. Just showing up and doing them is all that it takes. So the whole process is get in there and do it. And don't edit, don't think about it, because the mind's the darkness and it'll tell you that you won't need it. So just get in there and do the clearings. That's why it's up there. After all, you're doing a complete thing for self-empowerment. So it'd be like going to school and paying you know, a lot of money to have a particular class in college. Maybe you pay $10,000 for a class, or you're not going to really get there and try to learn something or study it or do it. You're probably going to be definitely doing it for $10,000. Well, you know, the self-empowerment's only $50. So get in there and do it. Your life depends on it. If you don't value your life and you don't care, then I would not even advise going into it, because you're going to be wasting your money. This is dedicated for the people who really want to move forward in their life. There's no shortcuts. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so let's see what else we have here. I have a question about the body rejuvenation 8-hour intensive coming up. Is it tomorrow and then next Sunday?
Yes, it is. It would be the two consecutive Sundays coming up, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, and then someone is asking about what the cost is if you've missed the first call.
It's the same price. It's $200, and you get the free $100 alien blood barcode with that. So if you missed the call, you just have less work done on you. But you do get, you will get work done. So, you know, even if you missed it, don't shine away from this here. Just get on the call. And if you only did one of these calls for $200, it's well worth it. And I'll be doing calls again next month. But the sooner you get on them, the quicker you're going to have relief in your body. And you should start to feel much better. So, back to you, Sylvia. Well, I do see a question here about... can we connect to our twin flame 24/7? Okay, so I'll rephrase that. So I guess the question is, can your twin flame be with you, or can you connect to it, or can you go to it anytime you wish? Yes, but you're not going to be connected to it 24/7. You're going to go there maybe for a tenth of a second and come back. It'll come to you, we'll say, hypothetically, for a tenth of a second and leave also. So it's not like, you know, you're going to be sitting there with your twin flame having tea with it. It doesn't want to be here. If you're in a planet of light, it might be a different story. But here, it'll just come in, say hi, goodbye, thank you, and it's gone. May give you some advice. May give you some more self-empowerment, because then you're whole. Otherwise, you're half whole. But other than that, it can't stay here. It's not supposed to stay here. But you can connect to it 24/7, whenever you wish, for that split second of time, and then it has to leave. Remember, you don't want to get it trapped here. And you can't force it to stay either. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, here's a question from Alexander. Can we have a book disconnection sample?
Yeah. Okay, pick your favorite book. Maybe it's the Holy Bible. Who knows? So here we go, or whatever you want to think of. Remember, you don't know what your body likes. You're only living this lifetime that you know about right now. Just think of all your past lives. What book did you have then? Maybe you bought the same book in a couple of lifetimes, you know. Maybe the entities that body hopped into you from your relatives also have that book, and they have all the information which you're bringing to you also. So, there's a lot to this here. So just pick your favorite book that you want to be disconnected from, and I can do it in this moment. I can't say it's going to get rid of all of your other lifetimes. You may want to get a whole lifetime clearing and do a special clearing on this one. And we do have that on the natal chart. If you want to do a natal chart and type in, say, the Holy Bible or whatever you want to call it, okay, the Old Testament, the New Testament, or whatever, those energies will start to leave you also. So, and I think it's under the self-empowerment section, too. Here we go. Think of your favorite book, or the one that you used to like anyway, one that may have indoctrinated you. So here we go. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, just see how you feel now. And you should be feeling a little bit lighter. And we do have a free clearing up if you're overwhelmed. Maybe this book made you overwhelmed, so you can go on there and do the free clearing for being overwhelmed. There's other free clearings up there on the website if you wish. Be Here Now is one of them. That's a very, very important clearing. We just put up the alien blood barcode. That's $100 and then $50 for unlimited usage after that. But it's free if you wish to come on the 8-hour call, which is a really good benefit. So once you release the barcode from you, there probably won't be another one put on you. I doubt if they're going to do that, okay? But they could, but normally I would say not. But you do have the waste products that's floating inside of your body going into your bloodstream, so, and also the odd harmonics. So that you could be working with all the time. And remember, the blood is vital for your body. The other clearing, which is very, very good, is the circulatory clearing. And that gets into your lymphatics and things like this here. So you may want to experience that one also. So back to you, Sylvia. Oh, then we got the billboard. The billboard clearing, boy, I love that one. And the billboard is there. It's only $20 a month, and you can release from yourself what's being transmitted, you know, your issues, your stuff. If you're brand new to this program, I'll just rephrase it. So what it is, the billboard is your spiritual learning lessons, okay? Please hurt me. Please take away my money. Please give me a car accident. I need to learn all of these things. Now, if you're Buddhist out there, you're going to understand this because Buddhist people typically are taught that they have to work through and understand and you know, really understand what's going on with them. So with that teaching, you really torture your physical body, causing physical pain to it, and you want to learn where that pain came from. What lifetime did you step on somebody's toe to cause this agony in your life in this lifetime? And so you're actually treating your body very poorly. I think it's a disgrace myself to treat a body bad because of some kind of stupid spiritual teaching, but that's their belief system. I don't get into judgment too much, but when I think about how much your poor body has to go through here, when you know about these alien life forms, the psychic attacks that people do and everything else, and then to not to help your body out for a simple situation like having an emotional clearing to release your traumas in this lifetime, It's incredible to see people who don't understand that. And, you know, to me, it's just pure ignorance. But, you know, you should, you know, if you're listening to this program and you haven't done your emotional clearing yet, by all means, do it. It's $5 times your age, a nice sliding scale. Remember, as you get older, you have more and more of these spider webs connecting yourself, these cordings throughout the past ages of your life. So it should actually cost more when you get probably above the age of 30. You know, the energy work is much harder after the age of 30. But I keep it at $5 for the sliding scale so people can have it affordable. If you're over 60, then it's capped at $300. So if you're 80 years of age listening to it, then you got 20 years for free. You just saved $100. So, you know, the highest that we charge is $300 to do it. And then you can do the unlimited to stay current, because once the healing stops and, you know, when you're done with the clearing, then from that point on, the energy is going to be collecting in that emotional body if you go through any kind of situation. So you want to stay current so you're always in non-judgment and in peace. Otherwise, you're going to be recycling the stuff over again after you have the clearing. This is what Jesus did. So this is one of his major clearings that he performed, was like an emotional clearing. Remember, he had to release people from what we call their sins, and the sins are their judgments, and the judgments are stored in your emotional body, which will kill you. And your spirit cannot come into your body, cannot inhabit your body, cannot inhabit your cells when you have judgment stuck into your cells. So if you want to become more spiritual, you must have an emotional clearing. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, we've got a couple questions I'm going to try to get through before we have to get off. The first one is from Peter from Australia. Can the spirit barcode clearing be broken up in the 12-hour time period?
No. No, I would not break it up, no. Unfortunately, on the barcode clearings, you're dealing with the darkness head-on, and you don't really want to break it up because you're taking off what they gave you, and they don't like it. So, you know, stay on it. You want to stay in the light. One lady did one of the barcode clearings. She did the death barcode one, and she thought that she could do, you know, just one of these clearings, and she was about I'll just say close to 70. And she thought that she could just do one of these clearings and then go to sleep and do the rest the next day. And I told her it's not a good idea. Well, she only chose to do one, and she had nightmares the whole night because the dark side's trying to get into her to, you know, do whatever they're doing. And she goes, wow, I guess you're right. I shouldn't have separated. I should have waited the next day to do the whole thing. So remember, you want to do all those together. And if you feel funky after each one, then do that emotional clearing on the alien death barcode, you know, more than one time for that particular situation. So remember, most people have three barcodes. That's three emotional clearings. Each one is 30 minutes in length. If you feel funky after doing maybe the second one, then, you know, do it for an hour. And do it until you feel balanced. Because remember, your emotional body now knows that it would have lost your physical body. It would have no place to live. It's kicked out of its house. So now it gets depressed and it feels very bad. And so you want to clear out that emotional body. And then when you're all done, maybe the next week, then you have a free clearing, which is the emotional stress barcode. And that's the same process that you'd be doing for the emotional death barcode. So that's a free clearing. And if you did, say, three of the ones on that one, then do three on the other one. And it's the same amount of time. So looks like our show's about ready to come to an end here. So we have our special call tomorrow. I'll be looking at my internet here. If you want to get on it, just do so. I'm at creationlightship@yahoo, but mainly just get on there and, you know, pay for the clearing. It's $200 for yourself. If you have a husband or wife or a mate living with you, they're half price, which is $100. So it'd be $300 for the two of you. If you have any children living at home, under 18. They're all free, and so are your animals and pets. So back to you, Sylvia, and I'll just say blessings to all of you. Good night, everybody.
Okay, well, good night, everyone. We're out of time, so if you didn't get your question answered, please come back. Next time we'll be on Monday, 4 p.m. Pacific, with Annika and Ron together. And we're here Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday, so come on back. In the meantime, we hope to see you tomorrow on the call. And blessings, everyone, and good night.
Good night.